Don't stop now, Nazarene. The hair's standing up on the back of my neck. What happened next?
Well, Allura, I held the souls, especially the senator, and drew them out of the immediate area of the carnage, away from their physical death, and had them a good distance away. And the others had the common sense to cling to me. They wouldn't let go. But the senator jerked free and said, "Leave me alone. I don't need you. I didn't need you when I was alive. I don't need you now. I didn't live the way you wanted me to. I won't die the way you wanted me." And he suddenly stopped and began to pat himself as if he was trying to put out invisible flames on his body. And he began to do this more and more, and then he began to scream. And a light began to glow around him, and it became brighter and brighter, but it wasn't glowing around him, it was literally coming out of him. And it began to expand, and you could see like his arms rupture, and the light coming out of them. And he began to scream more and more, and the light just consumed him. And when the light faded out, he was gone. He had suffered the second death right there, in that place, before the others, without even entering the afterlife. It was a horrible thing to see, Allura. It is very difficult to describe because there are so few words to describe it.